so let's revisit the Mishnah. I mean, we knew the Gemara Chavtas Mar Aleph, but it's based upon the Mishnah. Okay? Based on the Mishnah. So we have to look at the Mishnah carefully. Chav Zayin Mar Aleph. Okay? So, Ashokhe, Achad Be'of, Vishnayim Ve'ema, Shkidah Sukshara. So if you shacht one simon and a bird, two simon and two pipes on an animal, Shkidah Sukshara. Good? Good. Right, that's obvious. This means the pipes, the windpipe and the food. Okay. The Rubo Shalachad Kamohu. And the majority of one of them, it's considered like doing the whole thing. Of either one of them is like, right? Okay. Yudo Omar Chidish Chodas Arvidim. Yudo holds that you have to shecht by the chicken, you have to shecht the certain vein, artery, whatever. Different point. Forget that. Okay, now it says like this. Chatzi Echad Be'of Echad Chatzi Be'ema. If you shecht a half of a simen on an oaf, or one and a half simen on a be'ema, Shechitos Absula. It's possible. In other words, 50% doesn't count. Right? Okay. Rov Echad Be'of Rov Shlein Be'ema Shechitos Akshero. If you shecht 50% of one on a bird or 50% of two on a behemoth, that's good. So if you notice,
you mean row 51, right?
Yeah, row. Yeah, exactly, 51%. Right. So if you notice, is the ratio and the sefer of the Mishnah are repetitive? Because the Mishnah originally said Ruvo Shalachik Kamahu. Majority is considered like the thing, right? So they already told us that. And then at the end it says Rov Echad Rov Rosh Hashem. So you did 50% of, right? And I was, why did I need that last line? It told you 50% is like the thing. It told you 50% is not good. So now what do you have to tell me again? Oh yeah, Rov works. We already know that. Right? And that's Rashi on the spot. It says, Gemara Parach, Atanol HaRisha. Gemara is going to ask. We already learned that. Okay? We're going to see that. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lam Chav Tasa Mar Aleph, Rov Echad Be'of. Tanina Chadazimah. We already learned this one time. Not just one time, in the very beginning of our Mishnah. Ruba Shalachat Kamo. You already said Ruba Shalachat Kamo. So what do you have to repeat again? Ruba Echad Be'of, Rosh Hashanah was good. Right? So, Amar Hoshia, Chadav Chulin, Chadav Kachim. One is telling you that by Chulin, 51% works, and one is telling you that by Kachim, 51% works. You need it twice because you have to teach me the halacha both by chulin and by kachin. Okay, the shechita exists by chulin and by kachin. It's shechita, and you need them both, right? Because you could say, what's the difference? Who cares? Why would I think not? Shechita, di yashmin chulin. Because if you only told me 51% is good by chulin, awesome. Who desagi leberuba? There, I'd say it's sufficient to have a majority, 51%. Mishin alav ledam utzarch. Because there's no, you don't need the blood. About kachim do ledam utzarach, but by kachim, where you need the blood, Rashi lizrika, to sprinkle, right? If you shecht the animal, you're gonna catch the blood in the cup and sprinkle it, and sprinkle it. Aim a little tiskele beruba. I'd say you know it's not enough to have rov. I'd say you need 100%. Okay. V'yashmi, so just teach me kachim. That all works, right? So we need to teach me chulin, so just teach me that works by kachim, and I know kozukain, right? Piyashmin and kachim, so if I tell me to kachim, I'd say that since the reason why you need 51% by kachim is because you need the blood, aba chulin dal adam lo tzarach, by chulin where you don't need the blood, ema v'palgas agilai, I'd say you only need 50%. You don't need 51, but you need 50. Kamash malon, no. That by chulin also you need 51%, right? Chulin also needs 51%. Okay, so basically, let me see this right here. No, so basically, just the pshat. Just to summarize the pshat, I think this is the main point. The pshat is that 51% is simultaneously a kula and the chumra. Okay, it's a kula and a chumra. It's a kula over 100%. It's a leniency. You don't need 100%, but you could do 51. And it's a chumra over 50. Saying 50 isn't enough, you need 51. Right? Okay. So since it's both the kula and the chumra, So now, we know kudshim is, in theory, more chamor because you need the blood, which we have to understand what that means. But you need the blood. And it's more chamor than kachulin, which you don't need the blood. So therefore, you have to tell me both by the machmir one and by the mekel one that 51% is the number. Because if you told me 51% by the machmir one, I'd say, oh, that's because it's machmir. By the mekel one, you need 50. And if you told me 51 by the Mekel one, I say, oh, because it's Mekel, but by the Machmir one, you need 100. So therefore, you have to teach me 51, both by the Machmir and by the Mekel. It's at that middle sweet spot, basically, 51. You couldn't have possibly gotten away with teaching me normally something is only a Chumrah or only a Kula, so then you only teach it by one. If it's a Chumrah, teach it by the Mekel one, and it'll close against me by the Machmir one. If something's only a Kula, you teach it by the Chumrah one, and for certainly the Kal one. Here, since 51% could go both ways, it's like a chumrah and a kula, so there's no way to get by only teaching it once. You have to teach me that 51 applies both to the machmir one, that I don't need 100, and to the mikkel one, that I can't do 50. Right? So therefore, that's what it's telling me. Theoretically, there would have been three possible shiur of mashlita. You could have said you need 50%, and then say 50% is like kula. Something like that. You could have said you need 51%, or you could say you need 100%. Those are the three problems. There's no problem in any 75%. There's no concept of 75%. Could have said 100, which is the whole thing, or you could have said 51% majority. You could say 50, that's enough also. But now, since the punchline is by both the Machmir and Mekel, by Kachem and Mechulin, you need 51, so if I was to tell you both twice, you wouldn't be able to infer from one or from the other. Right? You'd be able to infer from one or the other. You'd help me by both. There's two chidushim in 51%. There's the chidush that you don't need the full 100%, and there's the chidush that you need more than 50. And two chidushim. And you have to teach me them both by the machmir and by the mekel. You couldn't get by only telling me in one case. The kachim is when you bring a karbon, so there's four steps in avodah. Okay? When you have a karbon. Let's say by an animal, not by oath, let's say. First step is you do shechita. Second step is you catch the blood in a kli, which is called Kabbalah. Third step is you holacha, which is you walk with that kli holding the blood to the mizbeach. And the fourth step is you sprinkle it on the mizbeach. Those are the four avodos in the karbon. So shechita is the first step of karbon. So how much do you have to shecht when you do that shechita? Is it identical to a regular shechita? So you may have thought, no. You may have thought that it's going to have more stringent shear of shechita than normal shechita. Why? Because ladam hutzar. Because part of the whole thing is to collect the blood. Right? And to collect the blood in order to sprinkle it. Right? Right. I mean, that is a problem. It's like, I think Jay's right. It's like, what's the whole sense? Because you need the blood. I mean, so you need the blood. So you get the blood and you sprinkle it. I mean, what's the problem? A chef's 50%. I have my clay. I'll catch all the blood. So what, I'm not going to get enough blood. I'm going to fill up the whole clay. I mean, there's a lot of blood in the animal. So what does it mean? It's like, what's it saying? Like, is there enough blood? If I cut 50%, am I not going to get enough blood? I'm not going to get enough blood, then of course it's possible. If not, I have to sprinkle the blood. But I mean, how much blood do I need? So, I mean, isn't it going to be enough to get the blood if I shecht 50%? Like, what's the... You just ask. I mean, dushchita. Now, I need the blood, so it's a separate thing. So I have to get blood. So fine, I have to make sure I catch enough blood. If it's not going to get me enough blood to be able to sprinkle on the Zbeach, so I guess I'm going to have to get more blood. So, whatever. Right? It's like hard to understand. It's like, what the blood has anything to do with it? You know? What's the blood of anything to do with it, and how is that going to demand, force, like a different Shear of Shechita? It's like a funny idea that I would say there's a different Shear of Shechita. Shechita is Shechita. And you have to, it's Shechita. What is Shechita? Shechita means 50% to me, 51% to me, 100%. What is Shechita? You know, if I need the blood, so then I'll have to make sure I get enough blood. So what's the, you know? It's hard to see the sense of all these the differentiations. Certainly, if Jay says 50 or 51, doesn't seem to make much of a difference in terms of blood.
That's for sure. But anyways, even 100, I mean, the whole thing just sounds like, sounds hard to understand. It's like forced. It's like forcing the splitting hairs here. And it's like, sounds so out there.
This is what, I just have a start. Okay, I don't know. I can't figure out whether this is a start or a finish. Okay? But we'll try it out. Okay? And with very, very little. This shechita exists both by kachim, by chulin, and by kachim. What is the function of the shechita by kachim, and what is the function of shechita by chulin? So by chulin, its function is one. It's machshir the basar, right? It's machshir the basar, right? That's all it does. Nasha Vasa. You have meat, you want to eat it. The shachtan makes it kosher. The shchot rakach yachal. By kodshim, it's also Masha Vasa. That's true. But it also creates dam. The voda is bedam. Primary voda, the zrika, is with the dam. And the shchita is the maisa, which brings about the dam. It creates the Dhamma of Azrika. That's part of the role of the Shlita. Right? It allows the Avodah to move forward. In two ways. First of all, it's Machshir the Basar, which is part of the Avodah later. You can be Machshir the Mizbeach and whatever, and you can eat it, Kohanim. But it's also that it's creating the Dham. And that's really the primary Avodah. The final Avodah is Azrika Saddam. That's really the Kiyam Avodah, Azrika Saddam. And the Shlita is that which creates the Dham. So the shechita by kodshim has two roles. The shechita by chulin has one role. Right? So far so good? Okay. Now, shechita means cutting siman. Now the question is how much is the shear that the Torah demands for shechita? Right? Demand 50, 51, 100, whatever. What's the shear? So maybe he's saying that they're all in theory valid shiur. Torah could have said 50, could have said 100. Now the thing is that you have no right to infer the shiur of one from the other. Because since the chulin is a singular shechita and the kodshim is a dual shechita, so you have no right to infer what the shear of kodshim is going to be just because you know the shear of chulin. Because I would say that the dimension of hotzos adam, the Torah demanded a higher shear. Now, does it mean you're not going to get blood out at 50? I don't know. How much blood are you going to get out is subject to degrees. But the Torah has to give a quantity and say, in order for hotzos adam, we demand the shear of 51. In order for hotzos adam, we demand the shear of 100. Like, is that going to be enough? It depends. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. But Torah demands halacha, the man works with shiurim. It doesn't just say, let's just see if you have enough blood. I mean, Torah is going to define the shiur of shechita based upon where the Torah wants to draw a line and say that's sufficient in general for otzos adam. And we can't start doing experiments to figure out a shiur. It's a shiur. A shiur, the Torah's kaveh a shiur. A quantity. So what I'm saying is that just because you know what the Torah says by chulin, let's say you know the Torah says by chulin, if you need 51% is enough. You say, Ruach Kula, 51% is enough. Okay, that's by a singular nature of shechita, by chulin. But when it's by kodshim, where the function is also tzosnah, maybe the Torah didn't allow you to use the mechanism of Ruach Kula. Maybe the Torah demanded that you do the shir, you do kulo in order to get all the blood. You practically get the blood. It's not a matter of practically getting enough blood. It's a matter of what's the shear, how much cutting did the Torah demand when it's set up on its kaveh shear. Now, since the shechita of kodshim is a double action, so the Torah could be was kaveh that set up the shear of shechita's kodshim. Shechita's kodshim isn't the same thing as shechita's kolon, because shechita's kodshim is a two functional thing, and shechita's kolon is only one. So maybe just because you told me 51 here, it doesn't mean it's going to be 51 there. Maybe it's going to be 100. And similarly, just because you told me the Torah demanded a full rov, right, like a rov which is more than the rest, 51%, by kodshim, maybe you'll say that's because you're talking about kodshim, where you don't only need Hakshar Basar, but you also need Sosadam. And therefore, the Torah says you need an overwhelming, majority, more than the rest, in order to, that's the way the Torah drew the line. But by Chulin, where all you have to do is Hakshar Basar, it just demands that you cut a significant portion, which is as much as the rest, which is 50%. Torah didn't demand Rov. The point is that given that, conceptually, the Shechitas are different, there's this additional component. So now it's not inferable one from the other. There's no in the prima facie, there's no assumption that the share by one is the share by the other. It might be. The Torah can tell you that they're the same, but you have no right of inference. And therefore, the Torah has to tell you, both share, that the share by Chulin is 51%, and the share by Kochim is 51%. The share by Chulin is 51%, not 5,900. Shabbat Kodesh is 51%, not 5,900.
I don't understand why you
know what the shiurim are based upon. We can't start dissecting the shiur. The shiur is God drew a line and said this is the right amount in order to be defined as a shechita. This is the right amount. It's not enough to do a little less, not enough to do more. They have to define a quantity, and you have to go with that. Like Hashem said by Kubay Bam, you need two. I only need one. That's the given. I mean, you can speculate and philosophize and whatever, why it is, why it isn't. But the point is, the question is, that's the given. Now the question is, could you infer from one to the other? So let's say, for instance, I knew that by a cow, the Torah says 51%. So I could infer that by a goat, it's also going to be, because what's the difference? A cow and a goat, same thing. There's no difference. Shechita, shechita. I'm trying to hachshar the basar through killing it. Right? Hachshar basar comes through killing it, a certain method, and I'm doing that. But now you tell me that it works by a kachem cow. Does that mean a chulin cow is mean the same thing? Say no. By a chulin cow, all you're doing is killing it and offering the basar through the killing. And there, the Torah says the type of killing is a 50%, 51%. Does that mean by a kachem, where the Torah wears more than just killing the cow, but it's creating dam? Is that creating the dam shalom is bayach? That it's also going to be the right shear? Torah, who's to say the Torah is going to be covering the shear at the same point?
Why can't?
Point. Here's my point, or this is what I'm not 100% sure about, but I think. Now my point is, I'm not really going too far. I'm not saying what would be the theory to say that by Chulin you need 50 and by Kachim you need 51. So what would be the qualitative theory to say that? Or the opposite. What would be the qualitative theory to say that by Chulin you need 51, but by Kachim you need 100? To define, it's so dam is a din in this, and shechita basar is a din in that, Or what would be the different theories here, and what's the maskana theory that they're both, 51%. I'm not going into the qualitative ideas that would emerge. I'm saying that this is a matter of shear, and when it comes to shear, it's not that the Torah has, it's not that the Gemara has theories to say this would be 50, then 51, this would be 100. It's more just saying why the Mishnah has to list them both. And it's saying that you can't infer a shear. A shear is not deducible, just one shear from the other one, because there are three reasonable shears with shiurim, in which the Torah would demand when it comes to shechita. And since there's a kala and a chomer, and the shear is the middle shear, then you would have no right to deduce one from the other, and you have to say by both. There's no way you could deduce one from the other. But I'm not giving a qualitative svara about what would be the definition this way, the definition that way. What would be the I'm just more saying is the Torah has to be koveya a line of how much you need, and that's I'm making it as a quantitative question. Torah has to be a line how much you need. You have no right to infer one from the other. You know what similar reminds me of? It reminds me a little bit of not exactly, but achila. How much is achila? Right? So what do you say? Nice. But how much is achila on Yom Kippur? No. What? Grogris, kasavas, and the same thing. Fig. So it's a different amount. So what's achila? So the answer is different. It depends. By, and the Gemara says, by
Tainus Vayom Kippurim, it's the din of Yeshiva Das. It's an achila shel Yeshiva Das. An achila which functions for Yeshiva Das to satisfy you, to ease the pain of the fasting, something like that. There, the shear is a gogurus, which I believe is bigger than a gazayas. I forget the ratio. But when it comes to matzah, for instance, there's no halacha of Yeshiva Das. There's no idea I should be full or satisfied from matzah. Just the halacha of a shear. What's my achila? So, you see, you don't just say achila is achila. You can't say, well, if the shear by matzah is gazayas, then it must be kibbutz also. Because achila, ordinarily achila is just a certain type of an action. But in the Yom Kippurim, it's not just an action of achila, it's a break of the inis and it's not shaseichan. So it's an achila shel yishuv adas. So there's nothing to say that those are going to be the same shear. And you can't say, because this is that shear, that is that shear. They're different. So it's a little different, because here it's saying is like, oh, but for instance, that's why Yom Kippurim is achila also. It's built on achila, just it also has this component of yishuv adas, so it demands a little extra. Right? See, it could have been less though also. I mean, whatever. But the point is they're different. Here I'm saying is they're not different totally, but Shchitas Chulin has its Hechshavasar, Shchitas Kashim has Hechshavasar plus. So because it has a different dimension to it, there's no telling what the shear is going to be. Because the shear might be Nikva based upon that other component. Now I'm getting around the question of isn't there enough Dam? Anyways, by saying it's a shirk phenomenon. It's not an idea of practically collecting dam. The Torah has to say, do an amount of shlita which is sufficient for the right amount of dam. Now you can't just start measuring and say, well, I have enough dam anyways. Yeah, that might be the case, but Bama is the Torah's going to be a shir. Just like you'd say, the Torah's going to be a shir of a kosavas by Yom Kippurim, and I'll say, what do you mean, but I'm full on less, or I'm not full until I get more, but there's a shir. So the shear is based upon the normal person, and that's fixed. That fixes the shear. So too, the Torah fixes a shear based upon a normal animal or whatever. And now, what's the amount that's going to be? You can't figure out on your own. No one would guess the shear of the Yom Kippur's Kosevas. Maybe it's a Gebetza, maybe it's a Gedayas. You have to kind of go with the givens. You can't derive a shear like that. So that's what I'm saying, is like the Gemara is just showing it's a trichasa, it's trying to show why the Mishnah is saying when it comes to shear, and given that there are different qualities here, there's a chomer and a kal, and there's a middle ground, the shear happens to be a middle ground, you can't teach me the middle ground by the kal or by the chomer. See, if the shear were 50, then all you'd have to do is teach me by kachem, then you do your kal or chomer. Let's say the shear 50 by both, then all you have to teach me is kachem is 50, and then I know obviously chulin's 50. Because more makom, right? And if the shear were 100, so just teach it to me by chulin, and I still kosher again. It's me by kosher, right? But since the shear is in the middle, so either one you teach me, you'd say the other one is either more makom or more machmir. So there's no way to deduce it. So they have to teach me both. I'm saying like this, I'm not saying they're different. I'm saying that's why it's maybe different than by achila or maybe same. But I'm saying by, I don't know about achila so much. But I'm saying here it's not. Ishrita is by kachim is also hetar achila. It's also matir the bachshav for achila. It's matir as achila plus the dam. So it wouldn't be possible to say that by kachim you need 50, but by chulin you need 51. Because what about chulin needs 51? If you'll say the hechshav basar, well, kachim is also hechshav basar. So it can't be that the additional dimension, they're not just different. There's an additional dimension by kachem. So therefore it's chomer, it's not just different. But like, let's say by achila, theoretically you could have seen that they're different. One's a maisa achila that I didn't know, the other is that I filled myself up. I think a kosavis is more, I mean, I have to check these, but I think a kosavis is more than a gazayas, but I think when it comes to the shasiya, the shear normally of shasiya is revias, but he by Yom Kippurim it's the malay lugma, which is half of revias. So, you see that they're different. It's not just pshat that one is more than the other or includes the other. They're just different. Different qualities. So there could be more, there's no chomer or kal, they're just different. Here I'm saying, in chul kodshim also, you're going to eat the meat. Or the mizbeach is going to eat the meat. That's shchita, you can't have the mizbeach on the meat. And it's mati the bachsar both for achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. So it includes that concept. It just has an additional concept as well. For instance, I guess, I mean, I don't know if this is, maybe this is obvious or something, but if, let's say you didn't do shechita, but you just managed the nechira, you poked a hole in the neck of the animal, and out came the blood, and you got in the cup, but you couldn't put on his veil. You did shechita. So it's not just that Torah is koveya, that the dam of zrika has to become a veil through shechita. It's not just, and you can't kill an animal anyway in order to be kosher, and you can't remove the blood any which way through a syringe in order for it to do shechita. It's the dam shechita. You need it through the shechita. So you see that it's really a component of the shechita is what's the dam, which creates the dam. It's the dam shel shechita. Now, how much shechita? So there's a quantity. Just because it's not like it's a different maisa, but there's a different quantity. You could have different quantities. Just like by achila, only means a different ideas of achila, it's different quantities in achila. Because the achila is it comes in as a different function, different role. What's interesting is that if I'm right, I'm not 100% sure that I'm right, but if I'm right, then I'm saying it would be a mistake to try to go further. You know, there's a temptation to try to go further here, to try to like kind of define like the quality of what it would mean by Rav and what it means, you know, like kind of get more into it. I'm saying is that would be like wrong. Because since it's a matter of quantities here, that's not what the Gemara is doing. It's not trying to show there's different qualitative theories of 50 here, 51 there, 51 here, 100 there. It's just since it's a matter of sheer, it's saying it's just a matter of how to draw the line. If you do have to go further, I don't know how to. So, this is as far as I could go. But I think, my intuition is that it's not the right thing to do. This is basically it. For this whole leg of Shechita, which is basically the Rav, we've been on this for a while. Rav, Niyah, 51. We're going to go now to a totally different thing.
Gemara.
What?
The Gemara is moving.
The Gemara is going to move, and we're going to move. Well, the Gemara, I'm going to skip a little bit. Remember, I told you I'm going to be jumping around a little bit. The Gemara basically, the next Gemara basically wants to know. So you're telling me that you have one's Chul and one's Kachim. Which one's Chul and which one's Kachim? Is the Reisha Chulin and Sefer Kachim or vice versa? And it's going to bring a bunch of riots one way or another way. That's, I think, what he says in the parentheses, Hakach, Pashach, Simen. It means those are like the six, six proofs, one way or another way. So as far as I could tell, I mean, I'm sure there's something there, but nothing that's that interesting to me right now. I mean, maybe we'll come back to one of those. But it's riots. Riots that the Reisha has to be Chulin because he uses this one. You know, it's like kind of working out which is which. But it's a matter of like a little bit of the cheshbon of it, you know, of having trying to prove which semantically which one's by which, or you know, it's interesting. But I want to. It's a big parak, and my plan in the parak. I don't think we're going to get to the end of it, but at the very I'd like to cover the juicy sugya. So I'm kind of going to be jumping around. That's what I've been doing so far. I'm kind of avoiding some of the more technical cheshbon points and trying to cover the different sugyas. You know, so the next sugya, which starts on Chatasim Abeis, not jumping that much, is whether the entire thing is defined as Shechita, or only the critical point where it crosses Rav is defined as Shechita.
Meaning 0 to 50?
0 to 50, yeah, 0 to 51, or 50 to 51, so to speak. Where does the Shem Shechita reside, or something like that? Yeshnal, it's called Yeshnal Shechita Mitchila Ve'ad Sof. Is it defined as Shechita from the whole time, from the beginning to the end, or Einal Shechita Ela L'Besof? It's only Shechita at the end. And what's the Nafkamina? That's a good question. That's what we're going to have to get into. We're not going to be sure about that exactly. That's part of the question in the Sugya. It's like, what's the Nafkamina? But there is a Machlokas like that, and then we're going to try to figure out different cases of where that expresses itself.